Advice for young people who are listening to this, coming out of college, ready to take on the world in whatever area of life, what would you say to them?
Well, from listening to that, failures serve a purpose. Take the risk. For me, a person of faith, trusting in God, building those spiritual disciplines that build trust. Trust doesn't just happen. You have to have some spiritual discipline. I think we all know about loving our neighbors, but you know, the commandments, the first one was love God. And how do you love God? You worship, you read the Word, you read the Bible, you pray. Those are things that are choices to do. And we're pulled by so many time-consuming habits that to make the spiritual disciplines a habit, I think that's how you build your faith and your trust. Those are choices we make every day. And if you don't build that, someday, for all of us, a turn in the road, you're going to be pulled out. Something's going to happen that drops you down. And then how you deal with that, some people maybe are just strong, I don't know. But if I'd not had my faith and that spiritual strength, I don't know what I would have done. So in good times, I think I'm aware of that, of really building that spiritual muscle, because loss happens for everyone. And I like living with that faith that I feel like is always building, so that my relationship with God is something that's real. It's not something that I feel like, oh, well, when something happens, then I'll run to it. But something that I'm building on now. So certainly to have that in your life helps you to risk and fail, because you know there's something more to life. While we're down here with our little legs running, there's a bigger plan, and that there's grace when we do fall, and there's grace when we make mistakes. I'm concerned about women, about young women, because they really have a struggle with family and career. It happens at the same time, just like with me. You've seen that with Dallas, with that great career opportunity, and this little boy at home. It's a hard one. I don't see how it reconciles itself. And these books and these high-powered women that say, just go for it, hire help. I don't know about that. Something has to suffer. I don't think there's enough energy. You're going to be tired and worn out and not doing your best at something. And so often, it's the children at home. I think what compensates for that is the husband, father, or having that family support. I think if you're a woman that's got a great, high-powered career and you're in the community with family, yes, that makes a big difference. Or if you've got a husband that can help fill in. But, you know, if you want to set the world on fire and be Barbara Walters when Barbara Walters was climbing the ladder and have four children, I think you better have one or two of those, either a husband who's not doing the same thing. I will say this. My son is married to a woman who's smart as anybody on the planet. She is choosing to be at home because he leaves before 6 o'clock in the morning and gets home after 7 for his job. And I'm so grateful that she's there mm-hmm. with these young children. Mm-hmm. And if she does something later, power to her. But women, it should be about what they choose to do. And one's no more important than the other. But it is a dilemma for a lot of young women. So if they were to ask me, mm-hmm. I'm always very careful about know what's important to you, know your values when you go into it. Travel, just like with music theater. Do you want to be with a regional company? Are you willing to travel? Do you want children? Mm-hmm. Just know. Know what you're getting into, because you have them for such a short time. I just had Tyler for just a little time, and now I have all this time, but it doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. You have to be a news anchor at a certain stage. You can't go back and start when you're 50.
Well, thank you for spending this time with us and letting us in on your personal life and all its vulnerabilities, because I think a lot will learn from this, young people and adults as well. So this was fun. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
I enjoyed it. Thank you so much. And just a added word that we just have to be grateful for the opportunity that is there. And I think especially in Oklahoma, but in America, I mean, I just look around and my friends and I know, I'm friends with Judy and Tom Love and David and Barbara Green and these people who we think of ourselves as ordinary. and yet the opportunity to influence, and I don't say greatness because it's not a matter of being great or not great, it's not it, but to have some influence in our community, the opportunity to achieve what you are called to be, we have that opportunity, and especially in Oklahoma, it's just wide open.
Yep.
I'm just so grateful for that, and it is today for our young people. Just take your talent and go with it. Our schools are accessible. Our universities are open. I know some OCU graduates who've done very well, and they had stars in their eyes, and they've seen their dreams come true, and they believed in them. Mm-hmm. That opportunity's still there.
Yep. Thank you very, very much. This was fun.
Thank you.